Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the troubles at the Lynn Hill Condominium Complex in Prince George's County. We're asking tonight, could this also happen to you if you are renting? My guests are Bruce Branch, Executive Director of the Maryland Business Clergy Partnership, and Betty Hager-Francis, Deputy Chief Administrator for Health, Human Services, and Education for the Prince George's County Government. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let me go back to the phones real quick. Howard calling. You're a Lynn Hill tenant. Howard, thanks for calling. What's going on, Howard, with you today?
Well, God bless me. Mm-hmm. When a friend of mine found out what was going on, I told him I was homeless. He opened his house, him and his wife, open their house to me because I do remodeling, like HVAC work, mm-hmm. remodeling stuff. And it was a house that I was doing, and he opened his house to me for that. But the people that was in the management we have now has done more than any of the management that we ever had. And I've been in Lynn Hill on and off for the last 25 years.
Howard, tell me, how is it over the past, as you said, off and on for the past 25 years, what had you heard or what did you understand was the situation as far as the payment of the utility bills?
Okay, well, I mean, you had some landlords that was there that never paid condo fee, but they were getting rent money. Okay, so then when they got condo money, with the management that was beforehand, was taking money. Mm-hmm. Just like about 2 years ago, when Thanksgiving came, that the condo caught on fire. That money, they got the insurance people paid them the money, but when whoever got the money was supposed to fix it up. Got misappropriated. Mm-hmm. It disappeared. And like I said, this has been going on, y'all saying from 2006. No, this has been going on since 1999. Mm-hmm. They've been stealing money for years, for the last 10, 15 years.
Let me bring Ms. Hager-Francis back in. Ms. Hager-Francis, your thoughts about what Howard just shared with us, and also if you could explain to us the role that the state plays and the county plays in a situation like this, if any.
Well, honestly, I'm no expert in the way that the state regulates homeowners association and condominium associations. I only know this, that the residents who are living there now have been paying their rent, and their rent included payment for their utilities. And when I look at the condition of the buildings, and I now know that the utilities have not been paid, it only just raises a bunch of questions in my mind and the minds of everybody else. It's just, I'm sure that we're going to find that there's a very big disgrace here.
Hindsight certainly 2020, but what would you recommend for someone else? Let's push back on Lynn Hill for a moment and say to someone else who may be in a similar situation, or perhaps renting from a homeowner who suspects that there may be something untoward going on with the money that they are paying in rent. What do you recommend that they do? Who should they call?
There is, I'm sorry, I wish I could tell you the state agency,
mm-hmm.
But I will get that to you so you can broadcast it.
And certainly maybe their representative.
And the Attorney General's office is a good place to start. Consumer Protection. Mm-hmm. That would be, that is where I would start.
I see.
If you have suspicions. And then the next thing I would do would be to move. But
if you can, certainly.
If you can. And I don't take it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And they can always call Prince George's County 311. We will find out the answer and get back to any resident in Prince George's County who has that kind of question. And if they have that kind of concern, it's very serious, because every nickel that people pay out it's hard earned.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just not something that can you can just let go.
Howard, are you going to go back, or you going to stay at your friend's house?
No, there's no need to go back, because if I go back and they turn it on for a little while, I'm gonna have to move right back out again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need for me even going back.
And I can say, Mr. Howard, that many people, I've seen a steady number of people, Harold, moving out. People are moving out.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving out in the dark. They have miners' lamps on their heads, you know, and they are moving out of there because they know there's really very it's going to be hard to imagine how this can be turned around. And that Lynn Hill condos are going to be made habitable, really.
Howard, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And I'm glad that you were able to find a place, and that your friends have been indeed a blessing to you.
Yes. God sent that.
Yeah,
God,
without a doubt.
The Lord said that. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Well, you take care of yourself.
Every day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lisa calling from Gaithersburg. Hey, Lisa, how are you? Long time no hear from.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
Sorry I tuned in late, so I might have missed some information. I got to understand that the Homeowners Association has stated that oversight of Homeowners Association is a state responsibility.
Yes.
I can't quite understand how the county council has not looked into this as a rental property problem, because the property is actually rented in Prince George's County, and it would appear that they would fall under the jurisdiction of the county simply by renting the apartment.
So some of the units, many of the units are actually owner-occupied.
I understand that, okay. But some of them are rented. And
yes, you're right.
Is there a certain percentage that has to be rented before the county council has jurisdiction?
I don't know the answer to that question, but if you give me your name and number, or call 311 tomorrow, we'll get you an answer.
Actually, I would like to ask Cal if it's possible to do a follow-up and have somebody legal on, and also somebody from the county council, because this sounds outrageous that it's been going on since 2006. I work in the county. I spend probably more time in Prince George's County than I do in Montgomery County, and this is a troubling situation.
It's disturbing, and we are paying much closer attention, even though this is really unprecedented. And if any legislation is needed, if the county can, take legislative action, especially as you point out, there are many renters in this property, we're certainly going to look into that.
Okay.
Well, if the county council won't take action, you'll probably have a new congressman in January. I will call it to his attention.
Okay. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving us a call. Let's go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Marvin calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Marvin. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you, Hal, for taking my call. And,
sure thing.
To your guests. Like your brother said, Bruce, this goes back to 1999, and the young lady was saying before, it is really troubling that this can go on so long, and there's enough blame to just place on so many people at so many levels. But it just seems like everybody just failed these people. You know, they failed them, it looks like because this was a blighting community, or because maybe the income level, they wasn't a $90,000, $100,000 income level. So folks just overlooked it. And it just really, really just, to me, I just ask the question, I say, what is it going to take for, the state, the county, to look at it and say, okay, we need laws that have teeth, that really something can be done and people can really be held accountable. Because whether this person lives in Texas, whether this person lives in Maryland or Washington, I mean, if you got rent laws that only are going to just slap a small fine, then, hey, I can just keep on going about the way I'm going to do my business. So that's why I say, what is it going to take before something like this, 70 people getting displaced because of $1 million utility bill. I mean, even Pepco, show some compassion. You see the bill going at almost reaching $100 million, even at a half million. Why can't you raise some flags? Why can't you reach out to somebody to say, you know, hey, this is a problem. Can you look into it? Is anyone, you know, caring about the situation? Has anyone touched base with the owners? You know, the person that was overseeing, there's blame there. I just say that, you know, I would hope that the guy who came out to send him where he was, don't come out grandstanding. Go back and really sit down and formulate laws that have some teeth that can really hold people accountable and stop something like this from growing to this point. Once it's notified and you're told about it, don't just shuck it off.
Well, Marvin, and let me say, and far be it for me to speak for any elected official, but I think that we should at least, when this got to, you know, if not before, but when this got to a critical mass, that State Senator Anthony Muse did step up. He was in court with residents today, along with the new attorney for the Homeowners Association, and at least they were able to stop this thing in its tracks. Now, we don't know what's going to happen from now because there's still no gas, still no electricity and the like. But certainly, go ahead.
Let me just say something. Sure. I know for a fact that one homeowner, and I know she doesn't mind me calling her name, Patsy Stewart, who has four units over there, she's brought legal action against various parties on that property, and she could get nowhere because of the power of the management group. We do need new legislation, Harold, in the worst way, so that renters are protected. Our laws in Prince George's County are not as stringent as they are in the District of Columbia when it comes to protecting the rights of renters in these types of situations. Moving forward, I do believe we need a better safety net in our county. We don't have as many shelters as we probably need. In fact, in Prince George's County, and many people don't know this, the District of Columbia actually rents hotel rooms for the homeless in Prince George's County. And Prince George's County do not have do not have the authority to rent hotels. If we had had hotel rooms on site, a lot of those people would not, like the 92-year-old lady that I saw yesterday, would not be sleeping in their car. So what I think we need to do is have a better safety net. We need new emergency legislation that would protect renters and protect the public from situations like this.
Marvin, thank you so much for your phone call. Ms. Hager-Francis, from your perspective, you're not a legislator, obviously. You're an administrator. But, you know, from your perspective, particularly as it relates to human services, going forward, right now it seems that people are kind of in limbo where, like the other gentleman who just called in, he's not going back. You have some other folks that are going back. They're going back to no heat. They're going back to no lights, perhaps even no water. Not sure about that. So what's your next move?
Well, our next move is to try to help to do what we've been doing,
mm-hmm.
and that is trying to get some stability back in the lives of the residents and their children by trying to find them places to live. And that, you know, may take some money. And I, Harold, before we finish, I'd just like to say that in addition to Reverend Branch's organization, the Community Foundation for Prince George's County has set up a Neighbors in Need Fund in case anyone wants to make a donation. It's the Community Foundation thecommunityfoundation.org. People can donate there because these families are really going to need assistance. First month's rent, you know, first month's rent, security deposit, and relocation costs. Although I must tell you that three or four moving trucks showed up on the property to move people for free.
Mm-hmm. Outside of the donations and the generosity of the community, is the county government able to provide any kind of financial assistance as these people make decisions about transitioning?
Yes, we have been providing emergency assistance to several families already.
In what form, if you could share
first
that?
First month's rent and first month's rent and security deposit.
Is there someone that they can contact, a phone number or a website? Because I'm sure a lot of people that are, again, in limbo, they would really benefit from hearing that information. Do you have any information you can share in reference to that?
Yes, I really would prefer that they call 311.
Okay.
And give that information, and we will it will come to us immediately.
I need
I want them to have my name. My name is Betty Hager Francis, mm-hmm. and also the name of our Director of Social Services, Gloria Brown. Mm-hmm. And either just call Prince George's County and ask for either one of us.
Very well.
And we will take it from there.
Going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll talk to Kathleen calling from Northwest D.C. in just a moment. 202-319-7810. We'll be right back.